Aaron Campbell, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay, you know.
You feeling like time is just rolling by? Or
yeah,
you,
man, what? Time's flying.
Time's flying. That's because you're old.
You think so?
Yeah. You know, when we're young, yeah. time feels like it just goes forever. You remember when you're a kid and you just can't wait to get
right,
older?
Right.
Or you can't wait until summertime.
Sure. It's like they say time is like a roll of toilet paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you start pulling it, it seems like there's a lot of it. And it seems like you know you can pull forever, but then the faster it goes, the more it goes, the quicker it goes, and then suddenly it's gone.
I don't know about that analogy.
Really, I think it's like a roll of toilet paper.
At the end, it just starts rolling really quick.
Yeah, and it's just done. I mean, like no, but seriously, like a year of your life when you're let's say 45 years old. Feels a lot shorter than a year of your life when you're 5 or 6 years old. I mean, I have these memories when I was a child of these summers, you know, because we'd have summer off of school and it'd be like a 2 month or 2.5 month break. But man, that seemed like forever. It seemed like such a long time. Now a year seems like a week.
Yeah, it just feels like it flies by. You know why some people say that is because, you know, it's say when you're 4 years old, a year is 25%
right.
of your life.
That's exactly right.
While if you're 40 years old, it's only
a very small percentage, right? Yeah. And so it's you experience it differently.
So maybe that's why, or maybe when we're younger, we're much more immersed in our experience.
Yeah.
So we're noticing things a lot more. Or maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know either. I just know that my experience of time has sped up. You know, the older I get, I feel like time flies faster. In fact, I was just thinking the other day about how quickly the past year has gone. I feel like Christmas and New Year's had just come, and then I experienced it again. Whereas I remember as a child, a whole year lasting a really long time.
Here's a quote from Einstein about time, a very unscientific quote.
Okay.
Put your hand on a hot stove for a minute, and it seems like an hour.
Right.
Sit with a pretty girl for an hour, and it seems like a minute.
Oh.
That's relativity.
Interesting. Very interesting.
So, you know, by that logic, you fill this studio with pretty girls.
Time would speed up really fast, wouldn't it?
you get a time machine.
Yeah. Well, there's actually a phrase in English, time flies when you're having fun.
Sure.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun. But when you're waiting in line at the bank or something, it seems 10 minutes can seem like forever.
Right.
Yeah. So that implies that there's a very relative aspect to the experience of time, and that we may actually have some kind of control over our experience of time if we're aware enough to change our perception. So, for example, when we're sitting at the bank and we know we have to wait, instead of like suffering over it or keep looking at our watch, maybe there's something we could do to speed up that time, whether it be
play with our phones
or imagine something do something with our breathing not dwell on the suffering, the negative aspect of it, but turn it into something positive.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of interesting that you brought up the bank because, you know, we covered, you know, time flies when you're having fun. That's like, you know, your emotional state.
Yeah.
And we've talked about age, you know, the older you are, time flies faster, and the younger you are, time feels like it lasts longer. And then I think the third, main factor that affects our perception of time is environment, the kind of place that we're in.
Right.
And you know, certain environments can almost make us feel we're in like a timeless state.
Or a time warp or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. For example.
Being in some beautiful place in nature.
Ah, right.
Or sometimes even architecture. When I'm in like a very grand feeling building.
Yeah.
You kind of feel like you're entering into a different place where
time slows down or time stops.
Almost seems to stop sometimes. Yeah.
I feel that when I'm running, actually.
Uh-huh.
When I jog long distances, I feel like time is warped.
Uh-huh.
I feel like it just stops existing, and I feel in a totally different space.
Uh-huh.
So
a lot of athletes talk about about time changing, or about time slowing down. Like baseball players, they say they can see the seams on the baseball as it approaches, kind of, or on the football, or they can just see what's going to happen next.
And I've heard when people are having like a traumatic accident, like a car accident, or some sort of unexpected thing happens, like let's say they're attacked by someone, or that time slows down, so everything feels like it's in slow motion. So if you're getting into a car accident and you put on the brakes, the actual speed of the car going into and hitting another car, it actually feels like it's in slow motion. And that's really interesting too. All of these instances or examples suggest the time is relative. It's not an absolute thing.
Right. But I mean, in those situations, we're talking about our perception of time,
yes,
rather than
time itself,
which
right.
is a real mystery.
Yeah.
I mean, we all intuitively, we can understand that we perceive the world differently than other people, but that something that we think of as fixed, like time itself, is different, is really mind-boggling.
Yeah. Yeah. Or it's paradoxical in some ways. Yeah.
You know, we talked about in the story, we talked about that 1971 flight where they brought these atomic clocks, these very precise clocks on board the plane, and measured how time slowed down
for the people who were traveling
fast.
Yeah.
You know, and that's these experiments have been done many times, and you know, right now we all use GPS in our phones and in our cars, and those GPS satellites, the way that they can calculate our location has to take into account that they are the time is different for these satellites because of the speed in which they're moving.
They're flying really fast around the Earth. Yeah,
I mean, if they synchronize the clocks inside these satellites, or the timing inside these satellites, our GPS wouldn't work.
Wow.
So I mean, it's been proven time and time again that is the true nature of time.
And that to me is conceivable. Like I can conceive that. I can, you know, when I put my mind to it, I can try to imagine what it must be like for the person who's traveling, you know, let's say at the speed of light through space, they're gone for several weeks or whatever, and their experience of time is just like our experience of time. It doesn't really change for them, but the fact that they're moving so quickly slows down time for them in an absolute sense, like that the time for them is slower than the time for the people on Earth, because the people on Earth are moving slower than the people in space who are moving quickly. And so when that person comes back to Earth, people that they knew who were their peers at the same age as them are now, you know, let's say 50 years older. They're elderly people, and they have only aged several weeks, the traveler. And that like I can see that. That makes sense to me in some ways.
Really?
I feel like that makes sense. It's there's something to that, especially when you have experiments that show that this is happening.
Yeah.
Like I can put faith in that. Like I can trust that. But when it comes to thinking about traveling to the past, that's where I lose it. I can't conceive of that. I just don't see how that's possible. Just logically, it just I find it very difficult to conceive of, to imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's all different kinds of wild frameworks that people have to justify how that's possible. I think one of them is that you know, that every moment in time still exists in like perfect stillness.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. What is time? I mean, if you think about it, time's not like the movement of a clock.
No. No, that's just how.
I mean, time seems to be just a measurement of change, which we think of being like the one true, you know, reality of life is, right. is change.
Right.
But if it's possible to move in time, say backwards, then that throws out this whole idea that change is the one constant
right.
reality
exactly.
of life.
And well, another way to look at it is that there actually is no time. That time itself is just a mental construct. It's a creation that we make to deal with the present moment. And that the past actually is just a memory that is constructed in each individual and that occurs in the very moment. And the future actually doesn't exist either. It also is a mental construction that we create in the moment. And so it's always the moment. There is no time. And time really only exists in our mental projections. And that's another way to look at it, which, you know, is also very interesting. That implies that there is no time at all. There's no past. There's no future. There's just this very moment now. And that's it.
Getting kind of deep.
It is getting philosophical. Yeah. It is getting philosophical. No doubt about it. It's getting ontological. It's getting heuristic.
Let's bring it back to the story.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I thought it was really interesting that survey from 2014 mm-hmm. that was the number one or tied for number one hope for future technology.
Oh, is to travel in the past or just time travel?
Time travel. Right. I mean, and this wasn't like multiple choice.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, you fill in the blank with yeah. whatever you wanted to put.
Right.
And time travel came up tied for number one with life extension.
Which
technology.
Is related, as we say in the story. Yeah. It's related. Yeah.
So it's interesting that many people. You know, we're still talking 9%.
Yeah, I know.
It was 9% right, time right. travel, 9% life extension, but all the other choices were you know, 1%, 2%.
Very low. Right, right.
So it's interesting that many people would jump to the dream of time travel.
Yeah. Well, I think part of it has to do with people feeling a sense of regret over either actions that have taken place in the past or things that they either did that they now regret or things that they wish they had done differently.
As Frank Sinatra would say.
Uh-huh. What would he...
You know, this song, it's really about like an egomaniac jerk, you know, I did it my way.
Right.
But that one point in the song uh-huh. is really
poignant,
touching, you
poignant,
know,
yeah.
You can feel like there's some truth to it. And then uh-huh. the rest is just some blustering Donald Trump jerk.
Egotistical.
But that one part, regrets, I've had a few. I mean, everyone can relate to
right.
having regrets in life.
Sure.
You know, I don't know about having regrets. It's so deep that you would want to go back in time.
But see, that's what I find interesting. That's what I find interesting is that it's kind of representative of the human condition, which is to not, you know, to hold on to your regrets so much that it causes you so much suffering in the moment. Whereas, like if you ask me the question, if you could go back in time and change something, you know, what would you change? And my answer to that would be, I would change nothing, because to desire to change something in the past would imply that you're not happy with the way things are in the present. And if you're not happy with the way things are, you're never going to be happy with them. We've got to give up our regrets.
But what if you're a murderer?
Well,
like
it's hard for me to imagine that.
You know, yeah. When we turn off the mics, you know, we can get real.
Shall I murder you, Dan? And then. See if I can let go of that regret.
You keep playing your story, playing your tune for the audience. But
yeah, I don't know what.
No,
it's
I mean,
like,
but I mean, imagine if something really,
if
or
you did something
or
really
imagine
terrible,
like
right.
I don't even want to just imagine somebody who was very close to you.
Okay, like
passed
my daughter,
away before their time.
Or,
like I don't even
yeah,
want to say.
I know,
dog,
but I
like,
let's say
know.
Let's say my daughter died
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, I mean, would you? I mean, you would in a heartbeat. You would come
of course,
back.
Of course,
yeah.
I would. But knowing that that's not possible, I would do everything I can to let go of that and accept the reality of it, because that's the only way out of the situation.
No, but I mean, we're talking about if it was possible.
Oh, if it were possible.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, of course I'd want to do that. I'd want to change it, but I like hypothetically, I just don't see how it's possible.
Right.
Because I feel like the present is a result. It's a fruit of everything that's taken place in the past. And if we include all the future time travelers that go to the past, this present moment is part of that as well. It can never be different than that. I just don't.
Well, I mean, the one way people, the one framework people have for, uh-huh. for how that's possible is multiple universes.
Oh.
Where every decision that you make
creates
another timeline, another universe.
Yeah,
so there are infinite number of universes with every possible potential choice or action.
I see. Well, in that case, yeah, sure. I mean, it's something that causes great deal
of
pain and suffering.
The universe where you do Murder Me and the suicide in this studio, that happens. That's happening right now. And you better regret it.
What if it makes me happier? I mean, what if that happened? What should I do?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you could go back,
right?
If you had done something of that level of darkness, I could see willing to risk everything,
right?
To change, willing to risk everything. Well, actually, you know, there was an interesting part of the story that we didn't cover in the story in the core audio this month. You know, we had the story about the ad, the joke ad
in the
magazine.
Right. That caused lots of people to write in with expressing their regrets.
Yeah.
That, like,
that guy got thousands of letters over the past 20 years or more than 20, 25 years, whatever. It only ran in this one magazine, but it was so funny to some people that loads of people copied it and put it on the internet, and it's been all over the internet. And he's gotten thousands of letters from all over the world, all seven continents, hundreds of countries.
So it really connected with people.
Yeah. Either they thought it was really funny, or they, you know, there was some longing, some hope that even though it sounds crazy,
my regrets are so deep
that I'm willing to hold on to. That's what this, in the story, we talk about the murderer, this woman in jail who murdered her husband. Actually, the full story is she said she was being abused by her husband.
Yeah.
And around that time, she had a relationship. She was cheating on her husband with another man. And she plotted with this man to murder him. And they hired some hitmen. And the plan was she was going to either open her daughter's window or leave her daughter's window unlocked.
Right.
And then the hitmen would come in and murder the husband.
Through the window.
Yes. Yeah. Which is what happened.
Yeah.
And she says that, you know, if I could go back in time and change that one event, if I could just
keep that window closed.
Then, like,
everything
would be okay.
Been different. Interesting.
And, you know, somebody said to her, this interviewer said to her, well, you know, why don't you wish to go back even further to the point where you got involved with this other guy?
Right.
And she said, well, if I did that, then I would have nothing. And it turns out that she got pregnant with that other guy and she gave birth to that baby, I think probably when she was in prison.
And she
gave that baby up for adoption, and she has no connection to that boy who's now like 17.
Right.
But she still loves him, and she still would not wish that he
didn't exist.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
If you had done something, so she says when she saw this ad that she wasn't 100%, oh, this is for real. I mean, clearly anybody who writes, you're not going to be the brightest bulb in the pack or whatever the expression is.
Yeah.
But she didn't believe it 100%. She said, I believed it like 20%.
Yeah.
20%. I was just hoping that, wow, how great would that be if there was a way to change, you know, this horrible thing that I did. And, Yeah, I mean, if you had a regret that deep, then maybe you would be, I mean, surely that like we talk about in the story, that's the big danger that all science fiction stories talk about, is you go back and you change one thing, and
That's the butterfly effect.
Yeah, the
right?
butterfly yeah, effect, and yeah. and you change one thing, and that changes that
history.
Yeah, you know, a butterfly's right. wing flutters, and a tsunami starts. You
right.
know?
It's just that's the part. This whole idea of a butterfly effect. That's the part that just. That's where I start losing this concept of traveling to the past, because if you change everything, then what used to be never actually existed at all. I mean, it. Like this moment is a fruit of the past. And if the past contains time travelers from the future, then that's what this is right now. It can never be any different than that. That's the part I struggle with conceptually.
You gotta hold those multiple universes.
Yeah, I haven't gotten around to the multiple universe thing yet.
The multiverse, I think, is what some people call it. Not the universe, the multiverse.
No, that's the idea that they're just... numerous realities or
yes, the infinite realities, anything that you can imagine, and then
it exists,
more.
It exists yes. in a different universe.
Yes.
Okay. So in a different universe, we're not partners in Deep English.
Right.
We
could be teaching Chinese in one of these universes.
Yeah. Well, I think, yeah, I can imagine teaching Chinese. Okay.
So what else did we cover in that story?
That's a good question, Dan. I don't remember. I mean,
well, maybe it's time to wrap things up.
I guess it is time to wrap things up in this universe anyway. Right, maybe in a different universe we'd be talking about something completely different.
Time just flew by,
didn't
it?
It did fly by. How much time flew by?
That was 21 minutes.
That's pretty good.
Felt like the blink of an eye.
It felt like just, split second. Yeah.
That's Deep English for you.
There you go.
Enjoy it. While it's here.
While it lasts.
All righty. See you until next time.
All right. See you.